Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
What's up, everybody? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings for you to check out right now from my time on the radio on 107.3 WBBL. Right now, we are at the end of November 2016. Just about the time for Ben to join the show. He started in December as the silent producer and then kind of weaseled his way onto bigger and better things. But I'd like to give you a free view of the Lost Zane recording episode from that show. So, yeah, the full show is available on my Patreon. The Patreon helps keep the lights on. If you've ever wanted to help out the podcast and throw some money at it, yeah, that's a great way to do it because it's $5 or $10 a month. And or unless you want to throw more in there, that's totally up to you. But the reason why I bring it all up is because I like to give people a lot in return. All right. So the free podcast is fantastic for listening to. But if you want more, that's the way to go. My Patreon, new material 5 days a week, including the Patreon bonus podcast, the Lost Zane recordings like we're listening to now, the Insane Asylum, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So a shit ton of stuff on there for just $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all audio. 10 is all the audio, all the video, all the live streams. I put a lot of time into that thing, and I know you're going to love it. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it out for 1 month. See if you like it. All right. Here's my free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Good morning, it's Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. This is show number 159. If you're keeping track at home.
Mm-hmm.
47 degrees outside right now. Actually, pretty mild. It won't get much warmer than that, though. A high of 48. Yesterday was awesome. We welcome in Julius. Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Was awesome. It was beautiful yesterday.
Second to last day of November. I went out running in shorts. And I'm like, this is awesome. There was a stat two winters ago. We already had like 30 inches of snow for this time last 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. Last year was really nice, too. I kind of like this.
Yeah, I do too. As we get set for December now, right around the corner, tomorrow. I still can't believe it. That means we're only like 20 days away, 21 days away from the shortest day of the year. Then it's all good, right?
Thank God. It sucks. Like by 5 o'clock, it's almost dark.
Yeah, I cannot. I've never been able to get over that. In 46 years, it's like, God, this is just, it's too damn early to be pitch black out. It's like it's never light anymore. Welcome in. I was watching some footage before the show started of the fires, the fire going on in the Great Smoky Mountains. And there was a scene where there was a guy driving down the road, what looked like hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting anxious just watching him drive through there as...
I'm wearing my Nashville shirt that Kenny got us.
Nice.
Because in a couple days, it could be a relic.
That's a little far away. It would have to burn all the way across the state, but still. As this dude's driving down the road surveying damage in one of the areas, it's fully involved, and he's driving around, and he's passing cabin after cabin on either side of him, completely engulfed in flames, just gone.
I think I might have seen that picture.
I mean, it is, and they're saying it was intentionally set.
I was going to say, I wasn't paying attention at all. How did this happen?
I'm hearing that somehow some moron decided this is a great time to start a massive fire. And as swept in, I was watching live footage, one of the news stations was talking to the mayor of Gatlinburg. And his house burned down.
I thought Dolly Parton was the mayor of Gatlinburg.
Some people think that, but this guy's place went up in flames, and three people have died.
So how serious is this? It's very serious.
Well,
I don't know.
Very serious, but I think the worst of it is over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unless I'm wrong on that. But
some people do just like to watch the world burn.
There you go. We've talked about that.
I'm one of them.
I noticed during this entire discussion, you've had a great big smile on your face. Weird.
But, no, I mean, the pictures are great.
They are.
They look like they're Photoshopped.
They're staggering to see. Man. So that is just unbelievable.
How funny would it be? Not funny. But like somebody like put out a cigarette or something and just caught something on fire. Because I think Michigan has those that like burn out after a while, but some states they just keep burning. At like a high temperature, even if you're not smoking it?
Yeah.
So you have to put them out.
Wait. I'm sorry, what?
Like, to my understanding, certain states have types of cigarettes that, like, don't burn at the same temperature if you're not smoking it. But if you don't put out other ones, they just keep burning at, like, the same temperature. That's my understanding. I'm not exactly sure.
I didn't know that. But, man, just crazy to see. So lately I've been watching this show on the History Channel about the mob, the history of the American mob. Man, I tell you what, it is quite a thing.
Where was that on, Netflix?
It was on the History Channel. The history, something about that. I forget what it's actually called, but they're going in detailing with how they've taken as much down as they have.
Uh-huh.
And what they do and how it's worked for years and years and years. And there was a pivotal moment in the 80s when a lot of the bigwigs were taken out in terms of like arrested and charged.
The mob's always intrigued me. I don't know why.
Yeah, me too.
The chaos.
And basically
awesome.
Killing each other at the time. And they interviewed a lot of the FBI officials who've been instrumental in taking them down. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a guy by the name of Joe Pistone.
Oh, I might have seen this one. I think it's on Netflix, too. I think I've seen this series. Yeah. It's like a 4 or 5 part series.
Yeah.
And he infiltrated the mob.
That's Pistone went by an alias when he was in the mob called Donnie Brasco.
Yeah.
And there was a film that came out called Donnie Brasco.
I've never seen that. Is
it's
that good?
Really good. It's Johnny Depp and Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah!
And Pacino is like an underling in this, and I think it was the Bonanno crime family. And Pistone somehow gets them to trust him. And
I think he like cuts someone's hand off or something, isn't it? Or he kills somebody?
He didn't.
I don't remember.
He was in a spot where the FBI ended up pulling him out of the field when Pistone was faced with having to execute a kill. Actually, to do a hit. They trust him. It's like, Donnie, go take this guy out. And it was either kill or get your cover blown.
Right.
So they ended up yanking him out of the field. And they felt that because it was 4 years of his life that he would go and do mob stuff all day and then go home to his family. A complete double life.
See, that's dangerous.
And
Well, you're at the supermarket with your wife. One of your mafia friends sees you. What happens? I just saw a movie, actually. It was The Infiltrator. Have you seen that?
No.
It's with Bryan Cranston, where they infiltrate the Like, it was, like, more cocaine-related.
Yeah.
But they're, like, undercover agents, and they infiltrate the cocaine ring. And, like, they all go home to their house.
Wow.
Like, I'd be terrified. They're in Miami. Who knows? And go out to dinner. He actually does get, like, one of the people who he's, like, infiltrated did.
Yeah.
Sees him and his wife out at dinner one night.
Wow.
And it's like, what? That can't be what they do anymore for undercover. You have to go full undercover. You can't go half-assed.
One of the guys credited with taking down the mob in the 80s was a guy named Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
And he...
Before his teeth went wacky.
One of the things they had to do was there was some mob boss, one of the actual dons, who they couldn't get... They're trying to get all sorts of audio of him.
Right.
And so
I'll give him the RICO Act. He's
exactly
the one that pretty much learned how to use it.
Yep. And he figured out that he needed to get sound of this guy talking business. And the only place that they could determine that he was doing his talk about whatever, racketeering, murder, was in his car.
Right.
So they're like, God, how do we get a bug inside of the car? So the feds get one of an exact replica of his car, an old Jaguar. And they needed it to be unoccupied and then somehow get inside of it and wire it up.
Right.
So they bought a mock car exactly like the one he had and started practicing, going up to it, getting inside, taking apart the dash, putting surveillance equipment in, hooking it up to the battery, and doing it. And sure enough...
They got it down to like... 2 minutes or something, wasn't it? Something crazy.
Yes. So, sure enough, dude shows up somewhere, gets out of his car, FBI goes in there, wires it up, and then they've got a treasure trove of material for years to come. This little microphone inside of the
glove
dashboard,
box. Or dashboard.
Somewhere in the dash. And then there was also, there was another mob guy who ended up getting killed as well at Sparks Steakhouse, this New York hangout.
They showed like, the actual crime, the crime photo.
Oh yeah, they every time they would get people would get gunned down, they would leave the body out there. There's all sorts of really intense video footage and still images. They had to get into his house to get a bug. So what they did was they compromised his cable TV and made it like screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called the cable company, but he was really calling the feds. And they go, yeah, we'll send a crew out there. Yeah, cable company here to fix your cable. Okay, great. Yeah, it's in there. And they wired the house. And they had all they needed. That, with Pistone being undercover, it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They ended up taking down the mob.
The show is called Inside the American Mob.
That's exactly the one.
It's like a 5-part series, and it's awesome. I recommend it to everybody. I think I've seen it twice.
Yeah, it's really good. Really, really good.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this, and you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. Mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I'd use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
So Julia sent along this. I guess the question can be asked, is a parking spot really that important for you? This was on the news.
Dramatic video of a sudden and dangerous demolition derby in South L.A., and eyewitnesses say it was all over a parking space. Fists are flying in a South L.A. parking lot.
Now, when they say fists are flying, I mean, it's all women, first of all, and they all look to be excessively large, and it's almost like what you'd see outside of a wrestling ring. They got one woman down, they're punching her, they're kicking her, it was terrible.
An argument over a parking space. A number of women are seen fighting in various eyewitness videos.
Beat her ass.
So that's when it's a real like gangster fight, when there's someone in the background yelling, "Beat her ass!
World star!"
When one woman gets into her white SUV, she revs the engine and smashes into the silver SUV, nearly taking its passenger side door off.
Yeah, now she just smashes into this other car.
But this confrontation isn't ending. It's just getting started.
Did you hear him? He actually yelled world star.
Hey, now it's a real fight.
It isn't ending. It's just getting started. Coming back. Oh. But this confrontation isn't ending. It's just getting started. Several more times, the vehicles collide as they maneuver back and forth in the small parking lot of a local market and laundromat.
See, not worth it. Not worth it. If it was a mall parking lot, maybe. That would have been more fun.
Ah.
When I first saw the headline, I was like, please let this be a mall. It wasn't. So I was like, small little...
Wait, did you say at a mall it's worth it to do this? Meaning?
Maybe.
Because this...
Well, it's Christmas time. Everyone's stressed.
Oh, okay.
So... But like, this is...
Okay, so the quality of the store depends on whether or not it's worth it.
Yes.
Parking lot of a local market and laundromat. But there is one more crunching confrontation out in the street.
Now, what you're about to, if you were seeing it, it would be like one SUV has pulled away and is facing the direction of the one oncoming. The one oncoming zeroes in on the front end of the other one and just says, I'm going to smash you.
One more crunching confrontation out in the street. The white SUV smashes into the silver SUV one more time. Before mowing.
That was exceptional. Did you hear that? Whoa. Oh, yeah. Before. You better call Riverbend Body Shop, man. This thing is a mess. Let me see. Okay.
Mowing down a fire hydrant, sending up a huge geyser of water.
Oh, this is incredible. these people screaming and yelling.
We got the parking space either. Well, we called Los Angeles police to see if a report of the incident was ever filed. So far, this has all gone unreported, which makes it, I guess, a hit and run. Mm. Somebody did call the DWP about the broken hydrant, and crews responded quickly to fix the hydrant.
Mm. Who doesn't report this? How do you not report
this? You settle it street style.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they yelled World Star, so, like, it's over.
There were nice SUVs, too. One of them was a BMW.
And the other one was an Acura.
Yeah.
What?
Before.
When I was much younger, I was involved in a road rage incident where, I don't know, whatever. A guy's going too slow for me. So I screamed at him as I drove by.
What did you scream? World Star?
No. I just.
That was way
before.
You're
going too slow, you stupid old bastard. I said something bad. He was an older guy.
Stupid old bastard.
I pulled over.
Now there's some kid out there yelling stupid old bastard at you.
And he followed me. And I didn't know he followed me. And he gets out. And he comes walking up to my car. And he so intimidated me with his... I mean, he was probably 70 years old. But man, I was like, oh no.
Please don't hurt me. Did you start crying? Did you cry your way out of it?
Not this time.
Probably.
1-800-785-1073 if you've been involved in any type of road rage incident.
There's got to be some funny road rage incidents out there.
Oh, yeah. 800-785-1073. Kyle, you seem like a mild-mannered guy. Welcome, by the way. And has this ever happened to you? You ever mouth off to somebody in the car? Or?
I mean, it takes a lot to make me angry when I'm driving, but when I'm angry, I am livid. I mean, I'll be like, foaming at the mouth and stuff pretty much. Nothing too crazy, though. I still try to make sense when I'm driving. You know, it can't be dumb just because someone else was dumb.
I don't want a 2,000-pound death mobile.
Right. I don't want to be in a world where Kyle is foaming at the mouth. Mild-mannered Kyle freaking out.
I've noticed I get angry, but I'm just like... I say words that I can't say on the radio.
Right.
But then I just get over it. I'm like, drive, you stupid...
Yeah.
But then I just get over it.
I used to get a lot angrier. But lately I've been much, much calmer as I've gotten older. I just kind of, in my own little world, this is John. Hey, John, how are you? Yo, John.
Oh.
Oops. Hold on. Much calmer. There you are. Hey, buddy. I think.
Hello?
Are you there, John?
Eric, I'm there.
Okay, sorry, man. Anyway, what's up?
I was calling for the road rage.
Yes,
I see a lot of stuff on the road because I drive truck.
Right.
And I had a. I came up to a roundabout, and I guess I took somebody else's turn, or this guy thought I took his turn at the roundabout, and he followed me all the way to the truck stop, and I pulled into the fuel island to fuel up.
Yeah.
And he whipped in front of my truck and parked in front of my truck, so I couldn't go anywhere. And he got out, and he was screaming and yelling. And he ran up to my door, and. If I was in my own personal vehicle, I probably would have got out and
and beat his ass,
faced off with him.
Sure,
but I was in my work truck, so I just had to sit there and let him scream and yell, and then he eventually called my company and left.
Now, when he called your company, did your boss reach out to you and say, "Hey, what's going on out there?"
My dispatch reached out, but he wasn't friendly with them either, and so they, you know, what are they going to do? So
my God. Yeah, be careful out there, John.
All right, Eric.
All right, man. 800-785-1073. If you're ever involved in any type of road rage incident, aggressive driving, just chaos. I cannot believe that people get that worked up over a parking space.
Like, how big of a hurry do you have to be in to be that angry?
Right.
You know what I mean?
When people get behind the wheels of their car or truck, it's always like, don't you dare. They take it so far.
Before mowing down.
800-785-1073. Go to WBBL.com and vote on Most Busted Mouth. The voting ends tomorrow at 11:59 p.m. So you've got that much time to go there and vote on the Most Busted Mouth in West Michigan.
I forgot we're giving that away already.
Yeah.
This one flew by.
With Wood Meadow Dentistry, one of those five will get a new mouth. And they all need it, but only one can win for now. So go to WBBL.com and vote. coming up at 6:25. A woman calls 911 for a terrible reason, but I can kind of understand. We'll explain next. If anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show and the rest of my content on Patreon, go to Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay. Otherwise, thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.